This is the Raptors Abroad podcast. What is happening, Raptors Abroad listeners? Thanks for checking in. It's your boy Sam here in London, UK, and I'm about to break down Game 9 of the 2014-2015 regular season. The Toronto Raptors, a huge game here, taking on the Chicago Bulls. And this is why it's huge. Raptors right now at 7-1, leading the Eastern Conference. Chicago Bulls at 6-2, right behind the Raptors. So a win for the Raptors here would put them to 8-1, knock the Bulls down to 6-3, give them a little separation. A win for the Bulls, they're tied with the Raptors at the top, and no more breathing room for the Raps. So big early season ball game, as a lot of them are, but this is one of the bigger matchups we're going to face probably in this half of the season. Especially during a long homestand, Raptors got the Bulls. I think Raptors on a 7-game homestand. This is right in the middle of it. So it should be some good pickings here. Alright, so let's get into this ball game. First quarter. Jonas. Making me a little happier. As you might remember from last game, I was a little bit tough on him. In the previous podcast, he kind of had some difficult minutes. So he gets an offensive rebound and a putback on the very first possession that I like to see. And then our other big, Amir Johnson, at the 10 minute and 12 second mark, he's camped out in the right wing, ball gets swung to him, and he drains a three near the end of the shot clock. Love those deep Amir threes. 9:20 mark, Jonas, another offensive rebound, which we couldn't capitalize on, but it did lead to a nice little spin move by DeMar, and he got right up to the rim. Just couldn't finish, which DeMar had a little bit of trouble with this ball game, as you will hear later on in the podcast. 6:55 mark, DeRozan. Little highlight here, nice coast-to-coast drive. Tiny little change of direction, but at his speed and athleticism, that's all it took for him to delude all the Bulls and get all the way to the rim. He throws it down. That gets the team fired up. 5:43 mark. DeMar with a nice drive. He gets to the line for two free throws. Makes both of them. At that point, ball game is tied up at 13. 4:09 mark. Kyle Lowry using a screen from Jonas, who's still using his big body this game. And he hits a dribble up three. Taj Gibson, however, not as big as the other guys, but he plays like a big guy. I've always been a fan of him. He rebounds his own miss three different times on the same possession before finally laying it in. That was a tough break there. And in fact, I mean, as you'll hear later on this ball game, the Bulls' bigs are tough to deal with. I mean, they already were a little bit difficult with Noah and his style of play, but now they've got Gasol. I mean, geez, they managed to hang on to their talent, even though, or to stay an elite team for the last few years, even though they've had some ups and downs. You know, they've kind of changed their roster up. They used to have Luol Deng as one of their stars. And, I'm impressed with the Bulls. I'm impressed with their squad. All right, so back to the ball game. 0.4 seconds. James Johnson. He gets mentioned on every podcast now, that's a guarantee. He makes a nice little play, drawing a foul on Jimmy Butler, who's a very good defender, not easily fooled. And Butler fouls James Johnson behind the three-point line, so he gets three free throws. He only makes two out of the three. But the Raptors were only down one at the end of the first quarter, 25-24. So a decent ball game. I didn't really give you much Bulls highlights because I was too annoyed to write them down. But Gasol was pretty much scoring at will. And Derrick Rose was giving them some decent minutes as well. First quarter, not so strong for him, but he came on a little bit later, as I will get to. And more on D. Rose, by the way, at the end of the ball game. Y'all might have thought I forgot. But no, I got some thoughts on Mr. Rose's comments. All right, so second quarter. The Bulls, just handing the Raptors golden opportunities here. They start the quarter with four straight turnovers. Unfortunately, the Raptors do not score on any of those possessions. But they did wind up putting on a little bit of a run. Started with 844 James Johnson. He has a great steal and goes coast to coast for the layup. And then at the 810 mark, James Johnson, again, sweet spin move, and then using the Euro step, which he seems to be part of his arsenal now. And when you're as big as James Johnson, that Euro step creates a lot of separation between you and the guy defending you. And so he does a nice little Euro step, right foot to left foot, and then elevates for the finger roll. And the Raptors all of a sudden are up 7, 32-25. And that was actually an 11-0 run. So nicely done. And looking like the Raptors were about to seize control, as I've gotten used to seeing this season. Wild sequence in the second quarter as well. Jonas rebounding. Gravis Vasquez missed three. Tries to go back up, but he gets stripped by Taj Gibson. Gibson gets the ball. He's about to break up court, but he gets his pocket picked by Vasquez, and then Vasquez quickly whips a pass to James Johnson, cutting to the basket, and he goes up for the throwdown, and that puts the Raptors up 8, 35-27. 6:30 mark, Jonas blocked, going for a dunk by Taj Gibson, who, like I said, guy plays big. He's not nearly Jonas' size, but he gets those hands up there, blocks him nicely. But 23 seconds later, James Johnson making up for it with a gorgeous left baseline drive and reverse finish. He, by the way, was 5 for 5 at that point. And still an 8-point game, 37-29. And at that point, by the way, D. Rose had the only Bulls points that quarter. So the Bulls only scored 5, but D. Rose had all of them. So he was starting to turn it up a bit, as I alluded to earlier. 5:31 mark, James Johnson, yet again, sweet little step-through move in the paint for the layup. Unfortunately, that was answering Jimmy Butler 3, so we needed the points. And then 20 seconds later, at the 5:11 mark, James Johnson blocking D. Rose on the right baseline. And he looked like he was beat. I'm telling you, it's one of those plays with this guy. He's just surprising people with his length and hops. All right, up to the 4:08 mark, Jonas. Great battle for the offensive rebound. He fights with Noah, goes to the floor. He's able to secure the ball and then be alert enough to find it, someone to outlet to from his back. Raptors break on the play. That leads to Amir making 1 of 2 from the free throw line. So at least something gained out of, you know, something on the scoreboard for Jonas's effort. And then 38 seconds later, Jonas draining a 10-foot baseline jumper. We have not seen Jonas draining anything outside of the paint for a long time. It's been a few games, and he's got a decent shot. It just always seems to be a pump fake, and then him either driving or kicking it out. So nice to see Jonas a little bit of range. You know, maybe stretching the defense an extra couple of inches by making some of those. 2:07 mark. Kyle Lowry using Jonas. Jonas was like a wall on this. Using a lovely Jonas screen. Gets the left wing 3. Buries it. Raptors up again by 8. 47-39. 1:02 mark. The Raptors. This was actually a pivotal play, as you'll hear later on. They get a steal. And then a terrible call on Jonas. Just running into the paint, trying to get position like bigs always do. Barely touches Noah. And Noah didn't even flop on the play. He just stood there, but foul get called. And Bulls go the other way on the possession and score a Gasol layup. The saving grace, though, was 37 seconds to go. Patrick Patterson making his first appearance tonight on the Raptors Abroad podcast with a left-wing triple. And that puts the Raptors up 7 going into half, 52-45. And I'll tell you, without D. Rose and Gasol, that was going to be a tough quarter for the Bulls, but Gasol was just, I'll tell you, the guy, it's a big loss for the Lakers, and it's showing. The Lakers, I think, are 1-7 or 1-8 or something, and Gasol is just he's a really talented player. I think I underrated him. I always thought he was good. I just kind of figured he was at the tail end of his career like 4 years ago, but I was wrong. He's playing some ball. He's still got some skills. All right, so third quarter we go. I'm going to try and keep this brief, because as a Raptor fan, it's painful. I'm going to let Dwayne Casey and some of the broadcasters on the Raptors go on about what went wrong here, but this one hurt. Okay. First of all, we start off great. 10:54 mark, DeMar DeRozan, sweet drive, bounce pass to Jonas. He throws it down on Gasol. Gasol going for the block and Jonas with a nice dunk. So I'm getting fired up. Right. Things are looking all right. But then the Bulls start to chip away at the lead, just little by little. A couple of free throws here, layups there. And then at the 7:37 mark, Jonas. Just like last game. I know I'm going to give it to you, Jonas, but I'm just not happy seeing this stuff. Getting the ball, brings it down low, gets stripped in the paint again. The Bulls break the other way, leads to Mike Dunleavy draining a three ball. And all of a sudden, the Bulls are now up 58-56. All right, Raptors were up 8 just near the end of the second quarter, and not even halfway through the third, and we're down by 2 at home in a huge game. So I'm starting to get annoyed. And then the Bulls absolutely start to pull away in the next 3 minutes. The only bright spot was Amir Johnson trying to keep us in it. He had an end-one layup at the 3:02 mark. But the Bulls, at that point, just pushed the lead to 70-66. Right, and then Amir cut it to 70-66 with his end-one layup. And then the Bulls respond to that with a 10-0 run. And quarter ends, Bulls up 80-66. 14-point lead at the end of three after the Raptors went into the quarter up 7. Outplayed by 21. You want to hear the numbers? Third quarter, Bulls 35 points. Raptors 14. God. Just cannot have that in a big game like this. I mean, credit to the Bulls. They did play well. But obviously the Raptors. I mean, I think the big story for us in that one was Jimmy Butler. He turned up his defense on DeMar. And we were just getting shut down. And the Bulls were not missing. So that pretty much put us in a terrible position. But the Raptors, if you've been following them this season, you know that they do not give up in the fourth quarter. So into the fourth quarter we go, 9:12 mark, sweet Lou Williams, drains a three ball, cuts the lead down to 13, 84-71, 6:51 mark, T. Ross drains a three, 4:14 mark, Kyle Lowry drains a three, then a minute and 1 second later at the 3:13 mark, Kyle Lowry, sweet drive, circus shot, and one, misses the free throw, but there's a foul on the rebound, which Amir snatches up, gets fouled. He goes to the line and makes both his free throws. So that's a four-point trip for the Raptors, and they're down 12, 93-81. 11 seconds later, the 3:02 mark, Lowry, exact same play as the circus shot drive, except this time there was no foul on it, but still another gorgeous play. Raptors down 10, 93-83. 1 minute, or 59 seconds later, 2:03 mark, T. Ross, draining a three, 93-86. Bulls, only a 7-point ball game. Starting to get a little bit excited. There is a chance here. 1:44 mark, James Johnson blocks Pau Gasol from behind. Kyle Lowry snatches it up. He leads the break. He drops it off to Amir. He goes in, hammers the dunk. That caps a Raptors 14-1 run. And we're within 5. The Bulls had the answer, though. The 1:32 mark, Jimmy Butler drains a huge, deep, deep two-pointer. I thought it was a three when he put it up, but he drains a two. And the 1:19 mark, Kyle Lowry, trying to keep the Raptors in it. He tries a third straight blazing drive. He comes up short, but James Johnson is there. He catches it in the air, lays it in. Raptors down by 5, 95-90. And then Mike Dunleavy ices the game by enticing T. Ross to foul him, shooting a three with only 2 seconds to go on the shot clock. And the Bulls wind up winning this game by 7, 100-93. So a painful loss for the Raptors. They fall to 7-2. The Bulls climb to 7-2. So Raptors now have company at the top. We're tied with Chi-Town, and let me get to the box score. I'm going to go over the Bulls first. Their box score is impressive. Pau Gasol, listen to this night, 12 of 19, 11 rebounds, couple of dimes, a steal, and 3 blocks, plus 11, 27 points. Solid night from him. And then D. Rose, only 5 of 14, but 9 of 10 free throws. He had 4 assists, and he actually had 20 points on the night, even with only 5 field goals. And then Jimmy Butler, 7 of 10, 21 points, 9 rebounds. So they had 3 starters getting 20-plus points. That's going to win you ball games. And then Taj Gibson chipping in with 10 points, double figures. And overall, as a team, shot 48% from the field, pretty solid, and got themselves to the free throw line 32 times, only made 22 of them. But solid ball game for the Bulls, got themselves to triple digits, 100 points. Onto the Raptors box score, not nearly as pretty as you can imagine. Kyle Lowry was the high man and our best player, 20 points, 8 assists, and 8 rebounds. So just sniffing at a triple-double. He was 8 of 19. DeMar DeRozan, he was really, I mean, I hate to put it on people, but he was pretty much the reason that we did not win this ball game. Jimmy Butler just played excellent defense on him. DeMar with only 10 points, 1 rebound, 2 assists, and this number hurts, 3 of 17. So after a couple of decent shooting outings, that one, not so great. James Johnson, though, making up for some of that, picking up some of the slack. He was 7 of 9, 16 points, 5 rebounds, 4 steals, and 4 blocks. Would you like to have him on your fantasy team? Not that I play fantasy, but if I did, JJ would probably be a nice pickup. All right, so that's it. I'm not really going to keep dwelling on it. The Raptors lose to the Bulls by 7. And free throws, by the way, they took 11 more attempts than us. They made 7 more than us. We lost by 7. So I'm not going to keep harping on it. But a little bit of aggression. And you know what? You got to hand some of it to the Bulls. They've got a talented front court and a fairly talented back court. So they're a pretty decent squad. Expect to see them somewhere in the playoffs. I can see these two teams meeting in the postseason if nothing dramatic changes. Throughout the course of the season, which it could for the Bulls, by the way. Because I want to talk a little bit about my man D. Rose and the comments that he had. He basically said that he is going to take it easy at different parts during the season because he's worried about life after basketball. And he doesn't want to have any long-term injuries. Which is understandable, I guess. You don't want to have long-term injuries. However, this is basketball. All right, look at retired basketball players. There's very few of them that are battered and bruised and can't attend their kids' high school graduation. I think that's what D. Rose was talking about. I understand he's had a couple of injuries. But if you're going to pull back some of your effort, are you going to give back some of the money that you're making? Because you got a max contract. And I believe a max contract usually implies that you're going to be receiving max effort from your star player. And while after the fact, he did also say that, you know, he's still going to go 100% in games, just might not play every game or whatnot. He did stand behind it. Like, if, you know, some people were kind of making excuses and saying, oh, you know, he was kind of in a crowded environment, he doesn't like being interviewed and that, and he just kind of said something. But he does stand behind the comments, and he basically said something really, I mean, he might have been quoted out of context, but I just find this comment really just stupid, for lack of a better term, is when someone says, hey, I'm just being me, and I can't help it. Right? Are you going to blame me for being me? It's like, no, we blame you for your actions and the things that you say and do. It's not just me being me. You, the things that define who you are have yet to be determined. Right? You may be you now, but there's other things that you're going to do in the future that will determine how people judge who you are. Such as playing your heart out. Let me give you an example. I don't know, Allen Iverson. What's his legacy in the league? Right? Sure, he doesn't have any championships, but anyone who thinks of Allen Iverson, the first thing you think of is he went as hard as anyone could have went. He left it all on the floor. And after your comments, you're certainly not going to get that. All right, Michael Jordan, did he save anything? No, he left it on the floor. All right, the greats leave it out there. And D. Rose, I think, has a chance to be great. And, you know, I did give him a little bit of grief a couple of years back when he decided to sit out the playoff series against the Heat, even though he was healthy, because he wasn't mentally ready. And he hadn't warmed up properly. She didn't want to come back to that. That was, I guess, a bit of a hint. But I'm concerned. I'm surprised I'm saying this, but I'm glad that Dee Rose isn't the star for my team right now, because it would have me in some worry. It would give me some doubt. Kind of like when Vince was the star for my team and he starts to say some silly things. So that's my thought on that. Don't want to give him too much grief. And speaking of Vince, by the way, last night, the same night, so November 13th that the Raptors and Bulls played, Sacramento was playing Memphis. Vince Carter inbounding the ball, Memphis down one with 0.3 seconds left. He lobs it under the basket to Courtney Lee, who catches it and lays it in. And Memphis winds up winning by 1 point, 111-110. Pretty exciting finish. So VC, I mean, figure I gotta get him a mention. This is the Raptors Abroad podcast. Alright, y'all, that's it for this one. Raptors lose. And like I said, if the Raptors lost and D-Rose played well, I was gonna give him extra grief for those comments. So boo. Boo on you, D-Rose. Okay. Sorry, Noah. Sorry, my nephew loves him. Apologize, but call it like I see it. Prove me wrong. All right, little homie. All right, that's it for this Raptors Abroad podcast. I will be back on Sunday, because I believe Saturday night the Raptors are taking on the Utah Jazz. Talented squad. Gordon Hayward, fan of him. Hit a big game winner earlier this season. But more on that in the next podcast. Thanks for checking this one out. I'm your boy, Sam. Holla.